Hello everybody, we are here from the Solidarity Assembly of Room 39 and Stop War on Migrants, against the evictions of migrants. We have dear friends with us today from different countries, and we want to give the microphone to them to speak about the situations they are dealing in Greece, how did they manage to get to Greece, and what are the difficulties that they are having regarding the homes they are living now, regarding the economical state, regarding the raising of children in such a difficult environment as is modern Greece. So, Hadija, where are you from, and how old are you?
I am from Kashmir and 26. I old my age and 6 years I am in Greece.
You are a mother of two children, right?
Yes, I have two children, and they are born in also in Greece. They are also birthed in Greece.
So when did you leave from Kashmir?
Because I have a problem. I married my husband because in some Muslim country they don't like this, and my family, they have a problem for this, and they are killing me and my husband, and I left my country.
So you were afraid of for your life and the life of your husband, right?
Yes, and also I am in Kashmir pregnant in 7 months. And they are also killed my children, and then I left my country.
How many countries did you walk to get here?
First, I left Kashmir, and I go Karachi, Lahore, Gwadar, Iran, Tehran, Turkey, and then I come in Kashmir, Greece. I don't know is how much country, but I am
it's
in.
Huge.
Yes, I am in pregnant, and I see a lot of things for in journey, this in very bad situation, and some people, they are do with woman lot of things in journey. They rape woman, and I see, and also they rape me for 8 months pregnant with children.
Would you like to say how you came here?
ما از تخار هستیم. از تخار با راه قاچاق حرکت کردیم با مشکلاتی که زیاد روبرو بودیم با تخار و نمیتونستیم جان ما بسیار در خطر بود. اونجا گذران ما نمیشد. فلای ما و شوهرم خودم کشته میشدم و مجبور شدیم که ما به کشور اروپا بعد یک زندگی داشته باشیم که آرام باشیم گفتیم. بعد از ایران دیگه به راه پاکستان حرکت کردیم. پاکستان هم ما را گرفت رد مرز کرد. نتونستیم رد شویم. نیمروز اوجا ماندیم. از نیمروز دوباره برای ایران دوباره سفر کردیم. آمدیم ترکیه. در ترکیه با پلیس های ترکیه بسیار روبرو شدیم. شوهرهای ما لطکوب میکرد در ها. دیگه هر بار ما را میگرفتن کشتی های ما را غار میکرد. دیگه ما بسیار به مشکل آمدیم اونجا.
Since the, like 3 years we arrived in Greece, and we are she said I'm from Afghanistan, and I'm from Tahar province, so our lives was in danger in our country, so that's why we moved here. We moved from Afghanistan to Pakistan and passed the border to Iran, and then with a lot of problem that we succeed to pass the other border to came to Turkey. When the Turkey we arrived, the police tried to catch us, and then we tried to again to move from another way just to save our lives. And then from Turkey we came by boat in Greece. So we are now living.
رد شدیم بالاخره در کمپ لیروس. ما را باز پلیس های یونان دیگه بسیار پلیسایشان با محبت ما را آوردن در کمپ. دیگه از اونجا مشکلات خانوادگی که زیاد بود، ما بسیار اونجا مریض شدم. 2.5 سال اکثرا به شفاخانه بستر بودم، هیچ جور نشدم و 6 تا طفل دارم. خودم هم مریض هستم، نمیتونم از 1 کیلو وزن به بالا کنم. شوهرم طفلای من نگاه میکنه و خودم هم دیگه مثل 1 طفل شدواری مانده ایم. نمیتونم نه جای در کار برم نه چیزی.
Since we arrived in Greece, we are facing a lot of problems just when we was living at the camp. So I have many diseases, so that's why I was hospitalized in a hospital for many times. I couldn't move something because I have a problem with my kidney, and my husband has also some medical problems, so we have 6 kids. So it's really difficult to manage everything with them, with the situation, with the school, with the, to effort their life. And
بعد اونجا از کمپ لیروس ما را انتقال دادن آوردن در کمپ الکساندریا. در کمپ الکساندریا اونجا در سر کمپ الکساندریا چیز شد، مردم ها عمله کردن. در اونجا در داخل 100 خانه و در بیکس 1 تن ما بودیم، جایی نداشتیم که بریم.
When we moved from the Leros to Alexandria camp, so there was something happened that we don't know, like suddenly they attacked the camp, and only we don't know where we should move to save our lives again. We thought that maybe that everything is finished, now we can start our life. So there was it happens again, and we remember the bad memories that maybe it couldn't happen here again.
از اینجا من تازه از شفاخانه از زیر عملیات برآمده بودم. 15 روز، 2 هفته تقریبا، 2 هفته فیکس اشتکای من داخل کانکس قلف بود، داخل کانکس بندی بودن، چون که نه پدر بود بالای سرشان نه مادر بود. وقتی که حمله شدن همه گی گرفتن، کسی کداشت میرفتن هر کشور هر شهری فرار میکردن. ما داخل کانکس زیر کانکس مثل که فرود بیای ما داخل کانکس، ما خود هم دختم که تا عملات هرچی که با معلومی میزدن با هر چیزی که میزد ما زیری در کف کانکس بودم با 6 تا طفلای.
When these things happened, when they attacked to the camp, we didn't know that what happened to us. We just lay down on the floor and until the fight is gonna finish, and there was fighting, guns, something, and it was really danger. So we was waiting for lungs few hours to it could be finished. And my children, they were really afraid of this, that we think that maybe our lives in here now it's going to finish and we will die.
As about the was dakhil az connex ke budim kolan de gard gosha kolan ama am soye dakhil kam kolagishan jam shudan sar rais kam raf. گفتن که خانواده میموره، باید یه خانواده را از این کم باید خارج کنین. من چون که دکترها کلگش جواب داد که تداوی تو اینجا نمیشه، من سواد ندارم، از خاطر از او تکلیف خودا نمیفهم که تکلیف من چی است که تداوی من نمیشه. من 3.5 سال از دینان زندگی میکنم، کل دکترها جواب داده که تداوی تو نمیشه. من هیچ مشکل خودا پیدا نکردم. 8 بار عمل لیزری شدم، 1 بارم عمل جراحی. و امروز دیگه ما را داوردن داخل سالونی. نیما کارت پولی داریم، 1 سال تا بالا کارت پولی ما قطع است، برای ما پول نمیده. 6 تا طفل است، خودم هم مریض هستم، شوهرم غیر از طفلایم دیگه هیچ جای نمیتونه برای.
So after this we try to manage it to go outside from the camp, and they send us in a flat. So when we are there, I had some surgery, eight times laser surgery and one operating surgery. So I didn't know what's my problem. In Greece, the doctors couldn't find out what's wrong with me. They said, we cannot treat you here anymore. We don't know what's wrong with you. So then I'm living with my six kids and with my husband. So since 1 year, our Kish has done that it should be provide for migration and the refugees. It has stopped for me only. No, I don't know for others what happened, but for me it has stopped. And it's really difficult to afford my life and my children's life.
Now you are in a flat with your husband and six children. And this flat is rented by an NGO called Pharos, right?
میگه که در خانه که زندگی میکنی الان توسط سازمان فارس به تو داشته درسته؟
بله آن ما قبلا در زیر دست سازمان آرسیس بودیم از سازمان آرسیس که بود از نیاز دکتری یک کمی رسیدگی داشت و زیر دست سازمان فارس الفیز است که آمدیمون فقط ملتش نمیدانم دولت مشکل داره یا ملت مشکل داره ما خود تا حدی که میبینیم ملت امرای ماجرا هیچ مشکل نداره احترام هم داره و دوست هم داره ماجرا را خواهش میکنم از ایشان بگوین به این اندازه ماجرا را بگوین اذیت نکنین ما خودمان بدونیم هم بگوین مردگیستیم ما به جمع مرده حساب میشیم و از دیگه هم بیشتر ما را دفن نکنین
So yes, before I was living with another accommodation, just the transfers to the Pharos, and the last one it was good and they was helping us for some medical issue, but now here they when we transfer to this one, they don't help us anymore. They said it's up to you in whatever problem you have. We cannot help you. This is your life and you're gonna help yourself. So I'm living with my six kids. How I can manage it to, how I can manage to start a new life in a country that I don't know this. So, I don't know its problem with the government of Greece, but it seems for them because the people of the environment that we are living, it seems really good and their behavior, their third is really nice. We hope that it can be stopped.
So this NGO, Pharos Eleftherias, what did they say to you? They want you to leave the house? What did exactly they say to you?
میگه سازمانی که فاروس هست برای شما چی گفته در حال حاضر گفته که خانه را ترک کنین چی کنین؟
سازمان فاروس الفیز است. ما تا هنوز از قبولی ما خبر نداریم و خود دفتر پناهندگی هم که ما را رای میکنم ما در دفتر پناهندگی میریم دفتر پناهندگی برای ما جواب میده که اینجا پرونده شما اینجا نیامده پرونده شما آتی نسته و یک بار دیگه برای ما میگه جوابت آمده دیگه به امرای سیبرگه خالی ما را از خانه بیرون میندازه این یک ماجرین نیست که قی سیبرگه خالی باشه شده طفل باز یک زن مریض بیرون بندازد چرا این رفتار امرای ما میکنه ما نمیدانیم چرا ما خواهش از پیشان میکنیم بیشتر از این ما را اذیت نکنند و چیزی که اگر ما درست است که مسلمان هستیم البته منیسی یک انسان حق و حقوق خود داریم منیسی یک انسان بگوین از ما حمایت کنن ما چون که بگوین انسان هستیم
She said yes this organization Pharos they told us that you have to leave the house and we asked them that why we should leave the house our decision is not issued for me yet when we refer to the asylum office, they said your decision is in Athens, and we don't know anything about that. You have to follow this procedure to Athens. But the asylum office told us that it's up to you, like your accommodation who provide you. So when we came to the organization, they said no, we cannot do anything. Sometimes they said your decision is ready. Sometimes they said it's not ready. We don't know. It's not issued yet, and nothing. They just try to kick us out.
Thank you. Probably should go back to Hadija. When you came to Greece, you went straight to Thessaloniki.
I come in Chios, in Ireland, and I am pregnant there, and nobody help two nights I sleep in outside because I can't, please catch us and then take the in camp, coast camp, but nobody help. Two and three nights I am pregnant and they have a lot of cold and I sleep in the out of camp and all night I have a pain in my stomach because I am pregnant 8 months and they no give food us and in morning my husband go and they tell please my woman, my wife is pregnant and they have a pain and then they are coming ambulance and they take me in just me because first time I come in Greece I don't speak English and don't speak Greek nothing. I don't understand everything and they take just me in hospital and no shoes, no sleeper, nothing out and alone and I go in hospital all rooms without shoes, no sleeper, no shoes. And they check me and they tell me your baby is no good because their situation is left. Their head is upstairs and foot is downstairs. They are no good. And maybe I should the cesarean in operation, surgery. But they are telling you are very weak and maybe I put give you 2-3 injection and then I cesarean I take to surgery but I am waiting and I come to camp and there have some woman and they tell me why you before tell you are pregnant and I say you know I have a stomach big and I also pregnant and then they give one home in camp like container and I 15 day I sleep there in container they are give just little bit food and the just this no money nothing else and after they take for interview in the Skype my interview in the Skype just 15 minutes and I tell there they have a interpreter and I tell I am in from Kashmir but they are telling they are from Pakistan but I tell 2-3 time I am from no Pakistan in Kashmir but I don't know this interpreter they have a problem and they are telling they are Pakistan
because they don't recognize the country.
Yes,
so I don't, they don't recognize there is a war and they don't recognize you as a refugee.
Yes, and I don't know, I don't understand. And they are not just 2-3 things they are telling me and I tell another and after my result is coming negative and all the I say but no they are true in right there because
how long did you stay in the camp?
In 6 months.
And then you came to Thessaloniki?
Then they give in a hotel
in
there, in a course. And my baby's born in the cesarean operation and they are give nothing. 4 days I come in the hospital, my have a operation and I come by foot. They don't take in car. No, nothing help. They are telling you come yourself. I don't have a money. I don't have a mobile phone. Nothing. And my also children, they are very weak and they have a some problem and their skin is yellow. All skin is yellow, no white. And doctor tell me they are 4-6 days they are in hospital. And me and my husband 4-5 day in hospital, nobody come there. You are okay or no, nobody come. And after hospital, they are finish and I come also by foot. Nobody help take the car because I am birth baby in 4-6 days. And also in operation, I have a lot of pain and I come there and they give a home in upstairs. But I telling I have a pain, I don't go by foot. But they are telling what I do for you. And my husband take me and I go there. And their room have a small, I don't know his name. My whole body, they are itching. And they are
insects.
Yes, it's a lot of
bugs.
I stay this room 1 month with the small babies. And I tell 4-5 times, I have a problem for this and my children also. But they are telling what I do for you.
So how long ago did you come to Thessaloniki? You have now a second child too.
Yes. They are sent after in Niakawala camps.
Mm-hmm.
And then is 1 year, 8-9 months I am here in Niakawala. I am pregnant with 1 6-month children and I am pregnant again. And 8 months I am there and 3 months they don't give nothing. They are stop my money. They are stop food. Everything, I can go there and they are stop everything. I don't understand why. And they are a very big camp, no small.
Mm-hmm.
And I go every day Red Cross and they're telling tomorrow, after tomorrow, like this. But 3 months, they give nothing, no food, no money. With small children, 6 months, my children, 6 months. And I also pregnant 1 month, they give nothing. And their people give some food and I eat this. And after they are send me in Sanliki because I am pregnant and again I have a cesarean and they give one home and in Kalamaria. And I am there, my baby in small girl born in Apokratio Hospital. And after my baby 4 months and I have a negative again decision, negative. And they are telling UNHCR, you left your home. They are stop again my money and they are telling you left your home. And me and my husband and I have a some friend in and I left this home, no home, I left this country with 1.5 year children and 4 months girl. And my husband and me, I left this country. I go by foot to Macedonia.
Mm-hmm.
And I take one agent, my husband, they speak there and they are from Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm.
And they're telling I take this money and also they have a friend, Pakistan and Afghanistan, they are two. And they take money for my husband and they are take, I go first to Macedonia and second Serbia and then I left all countries and then I go Italia because my husband before they are 2 years Italia. And I left this country, I go to Macedonia in jungle. 10 nights by foot, me one back here in my and one children I take and also my husband like this one back and one children. And I left this country and I go in Macedonia and Eight night I walk by foot with 2 children. 8 night. And I am alone with the old men.
So what happened when you came back?
Because
It's okay. It's okay if you don't want to discuss it. It's okay.
I go there and they are touching me for. They are touching me like okay. There and there and my husband alone. And I tell one time my husband and they are touching me and they are like this and my husband speak, I kill all these peoples. And I tell my husband I am alone with two children. Nobody here, there are a lot of men. I am alone with two children. And I speak with my husband, please I go to back, no go another country. And they take this man, they take 15 euro, my husband, and they are telling, I go to take your for you food. And they are going to take food, and me and my husband and with two children, I am coming in Macedonia, and their police catch us, and they are put back in border area, and they are going, they are telling, go back. They are no tell with two children you are okay or nothing. Just no. They are tell go back.
They just said go back.
Yes. And I come in a night in again this Calamaria homes. And one night all my children is sick. They are no take the water inside because they are very 8 night I am in jungle and they are stomach all they are no take the water, no milk, no water. And I come back and after in morning this Afghanistan people and they are two Pakistani people, they know where I live this home, they because they are my husband, they are coming with together before in my home. And they are know where I live and they are threat my husband, I kill you and I kill you, your woman and your children. And I go to police station, I send my NGO and I go to police station and I go there and I give her number and also I have a voice message they are threat us. And nothing else because I am refugee. They are no do nothing, just they change home and they are now they give in Panorama home. Now I am here, Panorama.
And with all this terrible adventure, still the Greek state gave you 2 times negative response to your seek of asylum.
Yes, 2 times and I also have a problem in my mind. I take the night in medicine and then I sleep. I am alone with two children because I see a lot of these bad things for journey. This is all thing is my mind. They are no finish.
Of course.
Because first time I left my country and I see these things and after I left this country and I see also these things. But thanks God, there I am. No, somebody just touch and I am come back. But I left my country and there are people, they know I am pregnant, but they are animal peoples in there. I don't see again.
Khadija, your husband is missing also.
Yes, my husband is 1 year.
1 year.
Yes, they are missing and I don't know. I go police station and they are telling me, this is normal in Greece. Woman left man and man left woman. This is normal.
And they didn't even give you a typical answer. So you can put it in your asylum file.
Yes, they are telling me just this. 2 times I go there and they are telling just this. In Greece, no problem. Woman left man and man left woman. This is normal. But my husband don't left me. They are missing. I don't know is where. Now is 1 year. In the day, no problem. But in the night, my children tell me, where is father? What I tell my children? because now I also know, understand they are that or they are good and they are where is. But in night, both have children, and I tell my children one time, your father is go Italia, and one time I tell your father go in Germany, and they are work there and they are take lot of money and they are come back for us. But I don't know.
Okay.
One year they are stop my money. 1 year they are stop my money. I don't have a money. I have a 2 children with a lone woman and they don't give nothing. Just I have a Greek person, some woman, and they help. And they give some food for my children. This is for us life in Greece.
Yes, this is how the Greek state treats refugees and migrants.
But I am human, no refugee. I am all bodies same, not just a refugee, because all bodies same.
I know.
My children also born is in Greece. Okay, I am from Kashmir, but they are born in Greece. Why they don't give my children?
And they go to the school, eh?
Yes.
The Greek school.
And they are going school, but in school also they are telling they are refugee children, no come here. Where I go? Because before I go their school and they are telling you are refugee and their children is refugee, no come this school. This is no, because they are born in Greece.
Yes, they didn't want the refugee children to go to school.
Yes,
you even have to fight even for this simple thing, to have your children go to school in the neighborhood.
Because they are like go to school and they are very happy for go school. And yes. I have a 3 years ago, in a medical issue, I have a depression, lot of depression, and I eat medicine and then I sleep. No eat medicine, no sleep. One time in Greece, I finish my life, I kill my life. Three days I am in Greece. I don't know his name. I am here for 3 days. I don't know his name.
What is, this is a question for both, okay? What do you want to say? What are your demands against the Greek state? What do you want from the Greek state and what do you want from the Greek society in general? What do you want to change?
از دولت اینا تقاضای ما ایست که بیشتر از این مورد از دیگه مزیت نکنن و چیزی که ماجرین از اینجا از مجبوری میاین و مشکلات وطنشان خوب نیست، مشکلات سیاسیشان خوب نیست، در وطن آرام ندارن، جای ندارن، مجبور میشن که وطنشان اعلام میکنن و خود ماجر میشن. خواهش میکنم از ایشان که ما رو بیشتر از اذیت منو نکنن. کل چیزی که ماجرین است به می مشکلاتی که امروز ما داریم، امنا هم به می تو مشکلات داره. یا از ملتشان برای ما کمک کنن که تا ما پشت از این مشکلات بیرون شویم. ما نه خانه داریم، نه جای داریم، نه پای داریم، هیچی نداریم اینجا. روزی هم میشه که از پشت سطل آشغال بسی وقتا میشه میریم نانا میگیریم.
She said that I want my desires from the Greek government is to please don't push us back, don't send us back to our country, because we left our country for some reasons that it was my life and our lives was in danger. So if it wasn't that, we couldn't, nobody like to leave their country. So now when we came here to just save our lives, please don't push us back and and we want from the Greek society to help us to live here and to don't punish us, don't harassment us, and we want to just live as a human, and it's at all that we want from them.
Khadija?
Also same like this, because my children is here, I have a problem in my country, and then I left my country. I don't have a problem in my country. Why I left my country? There I have a home and all family is there, everything's. I am alone here, nobody here, just I and with two children. I have a problem, please help us, and I request government, please don't push us, and don't, because I have a two children and they are burning in there, and they like go to school and all things, and please help us, because my children, I am understand everything, but my children is no understand nothing. They are want food, they are want for go to market, I buy this, I buy this, but I don't have a nothing. No have a job, no have a nothing. Where I go? And I am 6 years here, 6 years. This is a long time. No, just 1-2 months. 6 years I am here. And please help us, because I have a problem. And then I am here. Nobody left country, because nobody have a problem. There are no left country. I have a problem. Then I left my country. And now I am alone. I don't know. My husband is dead and they are fine. And I don't know. And I am alone with two children. And I go school and they are tell, please you take legal stay. I don't have a legal stay. I am illegal in Greece. And they are also in school want to legal stay.
Thank you very much. I think it's very important these stories to be heard. If you want to say something,
if you don't want to say something more, we can close it here.
چیزی میخوایم ما نمیتونیم چون که پول نداریم که بریم مارکت با طفلای ما خرید کنیم. طفلای ما که چیزی که میخوایم نمیتونیم برشون بگیریم. و مدرسه هم که میزره اکثرین وقتا گشنه میرن مدرسه، اکثرین وقتا چیزی در خانه باشه میبرن و چیزی نداشته باشیم نمیتونن ببرن. دیگه ما نمیتونیم. یک طفل ما که است امسال 3 ساله شد، آمدری ما دینه به 4 قدم، ما 3.5 سال میشه که ما در اینجا آمده ایم. طفل ما در شفاخانه ویریا به دنیا آمده گیسته در کمپ الکساندریا. دیگه به این مشکلات ها ما را بگین دیگه بیشتر از زیر و برو نکنن. خواهش میکنم از پیششان برای ما کمک کنن که ما آمده ایمان که اینجا زندگی کنیم. ای از زندگی را بگین بیشتر از ما نگیرین که ما با مشکلات بسیار زیافت اینجا آمده ایمان. دیگه ما اینجا آمدیم که طفلای ما راحت زندگی کنن و خودمان راحت زندگی باشیم. از خاطر طفلای ما آمدیم. و زندگی بیشتر از این ما را بدتر میکنه. ما نمیتونیم سر پای خود ایستاشیم. زندگی را گم کردیم. ما زندگی نداریم امروز. نی سرنوشت داریم، نی زندگی داریم. خواهش میکنیم بگیم ما را از بیشتر از این ما را دیگه اذیت نکنن. برای ما کمک کنن. دیگه ما نه آیدی داریم، نه پاسپورت داریم، نه خانه داریم، نه چیزی داریم. قصه برگه خالی ما را از خانه بیرون میندازن. ما با 6 تا طفل کجا بریم؟ پول باشه که ما خانه کرایه کنیم، خانه بگیریم. وقتی پول داشته باشیم که در طفلای ما چیزی بخریم. وقتی پول نداشته باشیم هیچ کسی برای ما نه خیابان رو میته، نه خانه برای ما میته، برای ما هیچی نمیته بدون پول. ما بگوییم چی کار کنیم؟ ما 8 نفر استیم، 10 نفر برای ما 420 روپیه میداد. قبلنایی که 1 سال پیش برای ما میداد. از خاطری که ردی گرفتی گفته 6 ماه از خاطر از قد کردن و امروز هم که قد کردن 6 ماه میشه. تقریبا 1 سال و 2 ماه میشه که ما پول ندارم. از خاطر از اینکه 1 دورش ردی گفتن. دوم دیگر ایشان گفتن که جوابت آمده، نه جواب مشخص است. دفتر پناهندگی میرم، دفتر پناهندگی فریب میتا، دفتر پارسال پیزاس میایم، اینجا فریب میتا، هیچ جای ما رو نداریم.
So the only things that we want, I want to say in addition, so they want just to ask us to leave our house, our lives, that with nothing. Like, they gave us only a white card that we cannot do with this anything. They don't give us our travel document or our residence permit to live here if it's not possible. So we should, they just, it's politely, like, it's a to, if they want to push us, they say it's better to say in a good way and tell us to leave here. We will leave. And it's really hard to, we lost our life in our country. We are not alive anymore. So we want a life for our children. They should study, they should go to school, and only that. And since 2 years we don't receive our cash assistance, so because we have received a rejection for this since long time. I don't know how I have been through. Is nobody can understand it. It's really just one person, one times, one moment. Just think that if you would be instead of me, how you should be and how you can live in this situation. Thank you. Hi to everybody. I would like to send to tell you something. Accept all the things that my friends told you. We know that it's really horrible to understand our situation. Even you think that you know, but if you have been through this, it's impossible to know the journey we made to arrive here, the difficulties that we was facing, that still we are facing. It's not an easy to, we cannot find a word to explain it with this. For example, me as a person, that as a girl, that I had a lot of problem in my country, and I was living and in a place that, and I was going to school that, for example, that nobody knows me. I have finished my high school without my name. Because a deer, the girls, women's, it's a band, it's bad things to do this. But a lot of expect know this, a lot of good, bad things that it happens to us. So I have a right as a human here. So I don't want to now explain about my stories, about the journey we made, as the other friends, they have explained, we had as well the same. Maybe some difficult or different. But for now on, just I would like to know that for me, as a girl, as a human, I don't have the right to study. Why? What's the difference between a society that the rabbis, they had a lot of bad things for girls, and here as in Greece or such a European country, this, what's the difference between this? Because we don't have this right in our countries here as well. It's worse than our country. For example, for many times I tried to apply for school to further my study, but they said, you're refugees, you cannot apply for this. It's for me, there is a lot of limitation. I cannot start it. So I have to be for nothing, until that I should be crazy. I will try to kill myself, but I will try to be strong. I don't lose my hope, and I will stand again. Maybe it's hard, but it's possible.
Thank you all.